Work moves fast. Every email, report, and proposal counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It's your one place to think, write, and finish. Grammarly's AI agents help you find natural phrasing, fine-tune tone, and confidently write wherever you work. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Shares in Quantum Helium were stronger on the company's latest news. The company has received an assignment from the Bureau of Indian Affairs in regard to its Sagebrush Helium project in Colorado. Here to tell us what that means, it's Howard McLaughlin. Howard, hello to you.
Hi, Alistair. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks. How are you? You've got this good news to talk about. So presumably you're feeling relatively upbeat about that.
Yeah, very much so. This is an important milestone for us, something we've been waiting for some time. And now in the past couple of weeks, the Bureau of Indian Affairs has approved our assignments and our IMGA for Cowdywash and Sagebrush. So we now have both those things behind us. The approvals are formal, and now we just have to move forward and become registered as an operator with Colorado Energy and Carbon Management, the ECMC, and the Office of Natural Resources Revenue, which are both federal and state agencies that exist in Colorado. It's more of an administration task now, and then once we have those documents in hand, we will submit our sundry notice, which is just a notice of operations, to the Colorado government and to the tribe, and then we start our test. So we can start mobilizing our equipment probably in the next couple of weeks to do the extended production test.
So plenty to look forward to on that score then. And before we move on to the test though, Howard, just tell us a little bit more about what the assignment means. As I understand it, it's kind of equivalent to like having formal title under the law. So you guys have been officially recognized as the rightful owners, so to speak, in inverted commas, of Sagebrush and Coyote Wash, as far as the BIA is concerned. Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, that is a fair summary. An assignment is a common process in the oil and gas and helium and resource industry in that we bought the lease, the Sagebrush lease, from Sealy Oil Company back in December or January 2025. And we prepared an assignment between the two of us, and that was agreed, signed, notarized, and recorded in the Montezuma County Courthouse. The next step was to get the BIA to approve what had already transferred, the lease from Sealy to us. And that just took a little bit longer than we had hoped for. We had to put our bonding in place, which we did. And we submitted the documents to the BIA back in April. So it's taken not quite a year, which oddly enough is quicker than normal. You know, when Sealy got his transfer years ago, it took him a year and a half. So maybe there's some improvement there.
Right. So there's reasons to be cheerful on that score then. Now, you mentioned tests just a moment ago. Tell us about what that's going to entail and more specifically as well, when they're going to start.
Well, we have all of the contracts in place with all the vendors that we need. The rig, the cementing crews, the wireline crews, testing crews. We got everybody waiting in the wings to get after this test. We just need to have the registered authority from the ECMC in Colorado to go ahead and get started. And again, I stress that's an administrative task, the registration task. It's not something that we expect to see any difficulty with, but we need to get that in place just to make sure that everything is exactly, along the way that everybody expects us to do it from that point of view. So I would think that once Once we get the sundry notice approved by the ECMC, we're off to the races. We can mobilize the crews and they can get out there and start work.
And what are you actually going to do in this test?
Well, we're going to initially pull the tubing and rods and stuff out of the Sagebrush One well. They were left in there, because we had put the well back into production after we had cleaned it out to the bottom of the hull. So we'll pull all that out. We'll send that away. We'll go in with a cementing string and cement the Ismay perforations off so they don't interfere with our test of the deeper Leadville section. After that, we will go down and perforate the lower zone first. Give it a small acid wash, which would overcome some of the local sort of what they call skin damage around the well bore at that zone, and then we will start testing it. We'll put in a production packer and start flowing it to our test equipment. Now, the lower zone is never it really hasn't been included in any of our resource assessments. It's a little speculative. We think it'll flow, but we're not quite sure. It's not the zone that was DST'd back in the 90s. And once we do that, either pass or fail, we'll move up and test the main zone, and extend that to however long it takes, so that we can get a stabilized flow and a buildup pressure that we're happy with.
So I think you've alluded to it there, Howard, but I'll just pose the question again, so perhaps we can get a little bit more detail. What for quantum helium would a successful result of these tests or this test look like?
If we get a decent flow of gas, and we're looking at anything from 1 to 3 million cubic feet a day of raw gas, that in itself is enough to take to, say, for Sproule, and they will convert then on the basis of our economic development the resource numbers to reserve numbers. And reserve numbers are a far more important factor, because that really is, the recoverable reserves you expect to get out of the ground based on a commercial outcome. And that's the difference between a resource and a reserve, is that it has to be commercial. So at that stage, we can move forward with site planning and front-end engineering and development of the facilities that we will use for separating the helium and the carbon dioxide and nitrogen from the raw gas.
So it really is an important step on the journey towards production.
It's a critical point. We really need to validate and prove that this particular formation and has the size and flow capabilities to give us a commercial result. And at best, it's going to be broadly similar to some of the Coyote Wash features that we see, although I think up in Coyote Wash, the reservoir quality is slightly better, but we still anticipate a good flow. And having gas to surface in a DST is a really good indication that this formation will flow gas.
And when do you expect to be able to make the results public?
We will announce when we start the test. Or we'll probably announce when we start mobilizing all the equipment, and then we'll announce when we start the test. It's going to take 2 or 3 weeks before we have enough actual hard data to make any kind of reasonable assessments of its size and deliverability. At that stage, after we do some rudimentary engineering calculations, then we'll probably make some kind of an announcement to say if we believe that it's the minimum threshold required to go forward with the commercial development.
And so, finally, Howard, in the event of success, what will the news flow from quantum helium look like, after that result comes in and you move ahead into the, let's say, the second, third, and fourth quarters of this year?
Well, we have a lot of work to do, and it's going to be a busy time. We have to start planning and developing the infrastructure. We have to get environmental permits for future drilling that we'd like to see happen before the end of this year, or maybe early into next year. Probably a couple of wells we're planning would be a helium well in the Coyote Wash area and an Ismay oil well that will come out of the the Sagebrush 3D that we're in the final stages of interpreting.
Well, it's good to see you guys keeping busy, and congratulations on today's news. Howard, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Alistair. Appreciate it.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.